My two eldest children, Don Jr. and Ivanka, who work at the Trump Organization, were in India recently, so I decided to do some research of my own. Here are a few facts I found. India is the world's largest, oldest continuous civilization. In the last 10,000 years, India has never invaded any country. India is the world's largest democracy. India is one of the few countries in the world that gained independence without violence. The art of navigation was born in the river Sindh 6,000 years ago. Sanskrit is the mother of all the European languages. India was the richest country on earth until the 17th century when the British invaded. Chess was invented in India. India invented the number system. Albert Einstein said, "We owe a lot to the Indians, who taught us how to count, without which no worthwhile scientific discovery could have been made." Algebra, trigonometry, and calculus originated in India. The value of pi was first calculated by the mathematician Buddhayana, and he explained the concept of what is known as the Pythagorean theorem. He discovered it in the 6th century, which was long before European mathematicians. India is the largest English-speaking nation in the world. My point is that India is definitely worth looking into and knowing something about. Plus, 38% of doctors in the United States are of Indian descent, and 12% of scientists are as well. They represent the wealthiest of all ethnic groups in the United States as well as globally. Education is stressed, and many Indians run large U.S. and global corporations. India itself has become a major economic force on its own once again and deserves our attention, not just as a destination point or a piece of history. India is important to our future, and as globally aware citizens, we need to spend some time learning about this fascinating and dynamic country. And consider this. How can you use this information to your advantage? The rich will spot the opportunities, while the poor will hide their heads and pretend it isn't happening. Can you spot opportunities that may arise from these economic changes?